I'm talking tacos in San Antone, deep dish in Chicago, in and out in L.A.,
animal style,
hot chicken in Tennessee, BBQ in KC, and cheesesteak in Philadelphia. All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for folks like us on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate a hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home. Food. We're slurping clam chowder in Boston, cheese curds in Wisconsin, buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Tastes like chicken.
Free-range duck in Portland, peach cobbler in Georgia, key lime pie down at Kokomo. All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for a family caravan out on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate our hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home. Food, 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 food.
Order up! You want fries with that?
Crab cakes in Baltimore, Omaha steaks at your front door, shrimp and grits in Low Country,
woo-hoo!
Jambalaya in Baton Rouge, Spam in Honolulu,
what?
Anything you want in NYC.
Yep, pretty much anything.
All the flavors, all the places, this nation's an oasis for a band like us on the road. And there's nothing like some comfort food to elevate our hangry mood when we're a long, long way from home. Oh, there's nothing like a greasy spoon to elevate our hangry mood when you're a long, long way from home.
That's the Happy Racers from Long Way From Home. And over the break, you heard Ketza. And before the break, we had the title track from Liz Buchanan's Sing All the Way Home. Kith and Kin brought us Always Home from Duke Otherwise. Coming up on the show, we're going to hear from the Rebel Girls on one girl whose childhood home was wild. You're listening to the Children's Hour today on the show. We're learning something pretty interesting. It's a Spanish word, carencia, and we have it spelled out at childrenshour.org. It starts with a Q. It's a place that we call home. And indeed, that's what we're thinking about today, is what makes our home. And I don't mean the house you live in. I mean the place in nature, the place on the planet. What makes that place the place to you that feels like home? Alicia Chavez is with us. She's the president of the Center for Social Sustainable Systems. She wrote a curriculum called Ciclos de la Tierra, and it's being used in New Mexico schools to teach these concepts of resilience and our place in the world around us and in our community. Let's keep going, Alicia Chavez. We're learning about querencia. It's one of the concepts in the Ciclos de la Tierra curriculum. We were just looking at a picture of what looked like a human heart, but inside the human heart was a view of our mountains here in New Mexico and our river here in New Mexico. What's next?
Thanks. I think what would be a great next step is if Lorraine read her poem about her querencia.
Lorraine Archibald is an educator at the Children's Hour, and she has written a poem about querencia and what it means to her. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Well, I want to contribute a little bit before I read my poem. You guys have been saying some really wonderful things to help us understand about querencia. And as Alicia told us, it doesn't necessarily have to be a place that you still live in. And so my experience with my querencia really reflects that, because I actually moved a lot in my life. And so my querencia is something that I have to take with me everywhere I go. So I'm going to read a poem about my querencia. And the cool way to think about it that we'll have you guys think about later is thinking about your getting to through your senses, your five senses. So you're going to hear about mine. My querencia a través de los senses. My querencia looks like deserts, mountains, jungles, and rivers. It looks like an overstuffed family portrait capturing a moment of familia and of travel. My querencia tastes like el fuerte sazón de ajos and cebolla that starts at the base of every dish. It tastes like Alabama grits, New Mexican green chili, Virginia peanuts, California avocados, fruits of the Amazon, and ceviche del mar. It tastes like the tangy zest of a limón, bitter as it kills the burn of spicy ají. My querencia smells like rain showers. It smells like my abuelita's hugs, like barro mojado y fresco that she and I use to connect ourselves to the earth, our ancestors, and each other. My querencia sounds like psychedelic cumbia and Appalachian folk. It sounds like mis primos laughing at some silly joke that I pretend to understand. It sounds like a canto de los pájaros, como un idioma oral y extranjera. Indecipherable at first listen, pero comprensible por su tono y emoción. My querencia feels like it's confused. It feels like it has been censored by white walls and U-Hauls, real estate signs and state lines. It feels heavy in my heart where I carry it all.
That's Cumbia de los Pajaritos by Los Mirlos. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're learning about something we call querencia. It's what is home inside of our hearts.
I would love to make a connection between acequias and querencia.
And acequias are the water irrigation canals that have been here in the desert Southwest and really are in desert communities around the world, and they're communal. They're shared by a whole community together.
The reason why querencia is a concept that surrounds the use of acequias is because every year of their life, the parciantes, the people along the acequia that use the water, vote in a mayordomo, the person who oversees the use of the water of that particular acequia. And the mayordomo, along with the parciantes, they have to know how much water is going to be in the acequia. They have to predict that into the future. And how do you think they can predict how much water is going to be in an acequia that year?
Precipitation?
Yes. they need to know how much snow has fallen on the mountains that feed into their acequia. And they have to come to an understanding as a community on how much water they're going to get. The next thing that they need to know is who uses that acequia and for what. So your querencia is a sense of place and love, but it's also a deep understanding of that place. Just like we all know that the sandias turn pink at the sunset and other people know beautiful things about their homes, that's one thing that parciantes and mayordomos need to know about their acequia and their home.
So what you're really saying is that the community that comes together around the shared watering system, that in itself is a querencia. That is a love of place.
Yes, I think it's that love, but it's also the understanding of you and yourself in the place, but also the people that came before you, the original peoples of the land who created these traditions, who created the acequias, who have passed down that knowledge of how to read the mountains and the snow and how to work together as a community so that we can use this water in a democratic way.
That's Alicia Chavez from the Center for Socially Sustainable Systems, and her organization has much more extensive curriculum available for teachers on the concept of querencia. This is a band from our beloved querencia here in New Mexico. This is Native Roots, right here on the Children's Hour.
The peace of wild things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be. I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
That was Rising Appalachia with Resilience, and that's one of the pillars of Querencia, the feeling of home. Before that, you heard the great American poet Wendell Berry in his own voice reading The Peace of Wild Things. In the background, this is Poddington Bear, and you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today, we're learning about the concept of Querencia. It's a Spanish word, and it's really hard to give a direct English translation, but you know the feeling and what Querencia is. It's that place in your heart that feels like home. Maybe it's even the place that you live today. I hope so.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.